If an Uber driver drops you off at your house and says, hey, can I use the bathroom real quick? What would you do? 314-531-9898. Would you let them use the bathroom if they had to run into your house? I had to take an Uber the other day, and he was dropping me off, and he goes, hey, can I just use the restroom real quick? And I had to decide, so I let him just run in the house, use the restroom. I got kids in my house, my wife in my house, so I, you know, like, or I protect them, protect the home, let the stranger in my house. What do you do? 314-531-9898.
There's no way this is even a question. Right?
Hell no.
You let him use the restroom, right?
Zero chance.
You think, no, really? This is like the opening scene to a murder movie.
What?
No way.
What? Are there big Uber killing sprees right. happening?
I think you would let him use it.
Yes.
I think it's all in the ask. How does, I mean, we like hey, look, I hate to bother you. I know this sounds really, you know,
well,
forward.
Sometimes there's an emergency right. and the guy person has to use the bathroom. They run, they drop you off. They just gave you.
No,
I can be in a car
a
with them. Yeah, if he was going to kill me, why would he kill me in my house?
Yeah, he already knows where you live.
More
yeah.
of a mystery that way. He
How
dropped
you
off
you
at your
say
location.
No.
Yes.
That's so
no,
awkward.
You can
what
be
do you
like,
mean? No, man, sorry. Go to the gas station down the street.
Right.
After he just drove you home?
Give him a,
yeah.
You paid for him. No, hell no. I am not letting any stranger in my house. I don't even know that I would let like a co-worker in to go pee. Like, no.
Honestly, it's a little scary because, yes, he already knows where you live, but he doesn't know the layout of your house yet. So if he's
going to
do something, he's like, he could be memorizing
Scouting
the layout.
Out.
And come
like,
back later.
Guys,
yeah.
if they're, I always say this, when it comes to serial killers and crazy people, nothing's stopping them. Like
you're asking
I mean,
for trouble.
No, like, if
you're
he
not
really
letting
wants to kill me,
house.
If he wants to kill me, he's gonna kill me.
Yeah.
I was alone in the Uber with them. He could sneak in some back door. He can wait till I walk out. There's a if someone wants to kill somebody, they can kill somebody.
Yeah, and I think
no, like I'm not worried about that. I mean, there things like this stuff happen all the time. I don't. I'm not saying that bad things don't happen. I'm just saying evil people. Because I said no. The guy's asking who's the bathroom.
You're just making it easier for them, I guess. I'm switching it up.
You
Thank
don't,
you. You are coming to realization.
No. You don't
and
live
I'm,
in the middle of nowhere. There's plenty of bathrooms to use
right.
anywhere you go.
But give him a bottle to pee in his car.
What
Kevin,
is
I'm really
my
glad
people.
We're having this conversation mm-hmm. because, Kevin, you would let someone in your house. So
I
we
did
need
let
to talk-
him in.
You, why?
Because he had to use the bathroom, Hannah.
And the
One
answer,
or two.
The answer is simply this. You can use the bathroom. I will be standing by that door with a bat. I hope you don't take offense with that. But I don't know you, but I understand the situation.
You know what happened? I was a nice human being. I had trust in humanity. The person used the bathroom. I didn't ask him if it was one or two, Alex.
How did he ask you? How was it brought up?
He's like, hey, I have to use the restroom really bad. Can I just run in real quick? And I said, yeah, go for it. And walked to an Uber guy, said, what's up to everyone? Uber guy went in the bathroom, came out, said, see you later.
Was your family, like, family was standing in there, everybody said hi to this guy? Like, you just walked in and...
Yeah, invited
you
him.
Dab up your kids
I invited
and go,
him over
or what?
The, invited him to over for the Super Bowl. It was like, hey, you want to come back for the Super Bowl?
I would
be
made so...
of honor now.
Yeah,
upcoming
I asked if he wanted to be my best man.
How do you know that he wasn't, like, rummaging through the medicine cabinet in the bathroom or, like, anything? Like, you just...
I always say this.
People are crazy.
I always, like, this is what I always say. People know that I'm not worth stealing from. Remember the guy who tried to break into my car? The guy shattered the
How
glass.
Could you forget?
Yeah, broke into my car. He stole nothing because he knows that I got nothing to steal. Even the guy who broke into my car left my car behind and stole nothing.
He could have stole your organs. You don't know.
He would have looked in my medicine cabinet and be like, oh, this guy's broke. I'm good.
Yeah.
And left. 314-531-9898. Uber driver says, hey, can I use the restroom real quick? What is your answer back? How much do you trust humanity? That's the question we're basically asking, because if you get an Uber and the Uber driver goes, hey, can I just use a restroom real quick? What is your response? What do you tell them? 314-531-9898. We're very split on who are good humans and who are just terrible people in this room. Kevin and I, clearly... great humans. We would let people into the room and
yeah.
let them use the restroom because we have common decency. Someone has to use the bathroom. They have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, they just picked you up. You know they're the Uber person.
Yes.
They got the little Uber thing
it
and
was their
all
job
that stuff.
To pick
right.
you up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different if you're a girl.
And yes, and I would agree with
it's
that.
It's not.
I mean, all
that.
Around.
That's true. Alex is on our team.
Yeah,
so.
Alex is a man and says no. I mean, I think, Brett, this might have been one of the dumbest things you've ever done in your entire life.
I mean, I do a lot of stupid things. Give me more credit than that.
No, this goes high on the list. You're just asking for someone to kill you.
Sydney, if an Uber driver asked you, as a female then, would you say, hey, you can come in and use the bathroom, or would you tell them to get the hell out of here?
Absolutely not. They cannot come inside. Are you kidding me?
You would sit in the car alone with them, but going into the house, this is where I draw the line. They could drive you anywhere. They could drive you into the middle of nowhere. You trusted them to do that?
They could. They could, but they could also drive you home, and from a safety standpoint, say that they got you home safely, end the ride, and then when they're inside, do whatever they want with you, and no one would know because they could just tell the police they ended the ride.
And they'd still get a 5-star rating.
And it said they got you to your destination.
See, I didn't think of that. See, that's someone who listens to way too many serial killer podcasts and watches way too many.
We got to watch more Matlock.
Yeah. Because I was literally thinking, like, why would you kill them at the house? But Sydney
actually. It's like when Amazon delivers the package, takes the picture of the package on your porch, and then takes the package.
Do they do that? I didn't even think of that either.
Wow. Brett, people are not as good as you think they are.
I'm trusting you. I think people are good people. I'm the only person who has a soul.
We're giving people ideas right now.
I know. Right. Jane, what do you think? Would you let the Uber driver use the bathroom?
No. Hell to the no.
Why?
No. Way back in the 80s, I had was running in a store real quick, and I had a woman's feminine product in my back seat I had just bought.
Okay.
And when I came out, there were young kids laughing and laughing. I'm like, what the hell are they laughing at? They stole my feminine product. I'm like, this is a real messed up world.
Oh, that's what you knew.
They stole a tampon?
Yeah. So when the kids were stealing tampons, you knew, I can't trust Uber drivers anymore.
What?
That's when we knew the world went to crap. When the kids started walking around and running around stealing tampons, we knew the world ended.
Right. That's the new girl math right
there. Yeah. Man.
I lock my car in my own garage. I trust nobody because, like somebody just said, even they can come in and check your medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
as a psycho person then, myself, I would do that.
And then they drug you with your own drugs.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Wow, you guys are watching way too much Criminal Minds. Man, I'm going to go steal some tampons. Go rethink my life. We are commercial free on Y98.